Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Fauci, America's beloved man who everyone trusts, who's gotten nothing wrong, who hasn't infringed on any of your rights, and you're supposed to just continue to believe everything he says, even though he's gotten literally everything wrong. The origins of the virus wrong, getting a function wrong. He's been wrong on masks time after time after time. He's literally gotten it all wrong. This guy's worse than a weatherman at getting it right. He has come out and telling you now on mask mandates for kids. Well, hopefully it'll just be a temporary thing. They're just straight up telling you now. The mask mandates are here, folks. Shut up and put it on your kid or your kid will not be educated.
It's not comfortable, obviously, for children to wear masks, particularly the younger children. But hopefully this will be a temporary thing.
Hopefully, right? Hopefully. Did you hear that? Hopefully it will be a temporary thing. Now, it may not be. It may be permanent.
Will be a temporary thing.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable, obviously.
Not comfortable.
For children.
But who cares? Because we're in charge. And your children are our peons.
To wear masks, particularly the younger children. But hopefully this will be a temporary thing.
Yeah, just hopefully it'd be temporary. Now, if you think the media is not all in on this, they are. Oh, are they ever. They are all about this thing. We've got a nice montage of the media making sure that all of this just happens, that the politicians don't face any recourse. The vaccine mandate rollout has begun without your consent, and the media is going to force you into submission. Listen to all of these different reporters, local, national, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of them giving the same communist socialist talking points.
Now to the debate over vaccine mandates.
Some vaccine mandates, they are going into effect over in New Jersey. In fact, Governor Phil Murphy announced that all Garden State health workers must be vaccinated.
One of LA County's biggest employers now has a vaccine mandate to see how many Kaiser workers still need to get the shot.
There was a rally of healthcare workers just last week protesting the vaccine mandate here.
Denver announced a vaccine mandate for city workers, and now fitness centers Equinox and SoulCycle announcing their gyms will require members to provide proof of vaccination.
Today announcing a vaccine mandate for federal employees and contractors in the federal government.
More companies are issuing vaccine mandates. New new vaccine mandates are being rolled out across the country.
Why not push for vaccine mandates in states, private companies, schools?
Some school officials, they're considering vaccine mandates
to enact a compulsory, mandatory vaccination law.
He's an advocate for a vaccine mandate for all school employees, while also pushing for mandatory masks for children.
New mask mandates and vaccine mandates.
We've got to push that as a requirement and make sure that we know who is vaccinated.
Every day, more businesses are implementing their own vaccine mandates.
Big name gyms announce a vaccine mandate.
Vaccine mandates.
60 major health organizations signed a statement supporting a vaccine mandate.
Vaccine mandates can't come soon enough.
It is possible that we will.
By the way, I love that last one. CNN, did you hear that? That Brianna Communist Keeler, she said vaccine passports cannot come soon enough. All right, I'm going to let you hear NBC News correspondent Kathy Park first, and then you're going to hear, again, I want you to hear what she had to say about vaccine passports cannot come soon enough.
60 major health organizations signed a statement supporting a vaccine mandate.
Vaccine mandates can't come soon enough.
I guess there's no debate anymore, right? It's just, it's automatic. Vaccine passports cannot come soon enough. You got to just deal with it. You got to do what we tell you to do. Right? You this is just straight up. You got to do whatever the hell we tell you to do, period. Period. Now, Governor DeSantis has come out. He is delivering $1,000 bonus checks to principals and teachers for doing a great job. He's not going to mandate it because he says it's up to the parents to decide. But no. The media says, get on board. We're in charge of your life. Politicians saying the same thing. You have no rights over your children while we educate them.
It is possible that we will come in with a vaccine mandate.
It sounds like you are in favor of a vaccine mandate for staff.
Universal masking and a vaccine mandate.
Resisting some of these vaccine mandates.
Gene said the word vaccine mandate. Oh, my God. That sounds, for so many people, that sounds so jarring. A vaccine mandate, like, America's never done that before. Why don't we just take down the American flag?
If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work.
That's right. And if you don't wear a mask, your kids can't go to school. That's now where we are in this country with a, quote, debate. Right? Debate. Australia. Their chief health officer has just come out in Australia, telling people there to stop having a conversation, stop talking when you leave your home. This is worldwide, folks. I want you to hear this because you can't even make this up. And for everybody that says, oh, well, you conservatives are paranoid, there's nothing to worry about, listen to what they're saying in Sydney, Australia, as they tell the entire nation, don't talk. You're now banned from talking in public.
We all need to work together. We need to limit our movements. We need to consider whenever we leave our house that anyone with us, anyone we come into contact with, could convey the virus. So whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour, in the shopping centre, in the Coles, washer at Coles, Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others. Even if you've got a mask, do not think that affords total protection. We want to be absolutely sure that as we go about our daily lives, we do not come into contact with anyone else that would pose a risk.
This is like the twilight zone we're living in right now. They're telling you that even if you see your neighbor, your friends, your family out in the grocery store, don't talk to them. Do not talk to them. Shut up. Don't talk. Yeah. And if you do talk about freedom, just know that they'll come after you. CNN panel has now come out saying this morning, and I'm going to quote. So about Fox News, right? Because Fox News actually talks about freedom. They talk about these mass mandates. They talk about invasion of your privacy. They talk about how parents should have the right to decide if their kids are being have a mask put on them or not. This is what was actually said by Oliver Darcy, who is a senior, not junior, not middleweight, no, senior media reporter about what's happening over there at Fox News.
To get the right information out and to keep the lies from being spread.
So this is a somewhat complicated issue, right? Because at least social media platforms, their intention is to get rid of this misinformation from the platforms. They really have no interest in having anti-vaxxers spread poison using their websites. The difference, though, is with Fox, you know, it's a very simple issue. You know, Rupert Murdoch could call up Tucker Carlson tomorrow and say, knock it off or you don't have a job, and he'd be off the air, right? So Fox is intentionally, you have hosts on there intentionally spreading misinformation and disinformation about vaccines, whereas on social media platforms, you know, it's a little more complicated. They are trying to do something about it. It's just in many cases not enough.
Wait. I love that he says they're intentionally doing it. Which hosts? When do they say things intentionally? Can anyone tell us? I'm just curious. Now, there is a movement that is happening, a movement that has been started by our friend Clay Travis. In Williamson County and other parts around the country should do the same thing. This is in outside of Nashville, Franklin, Tennessee. The school board there is now dealing with the real prospect, okay, the real prospect of a bunch of parents pulling all their kids out of school because of their mask mandates.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Take a listen to what Clay Travis had to say Tuesday night at this school board meeting where parents were allowed to address the board. Clay turned to parents in the crowd and urged them to refuse to wear their mask. And now parents are thinking about pulling their kids out of school altogether to send a financial message. You guys don't exist without our kids.
It's COVID. They aren't. Here's the truth. Our kids, under 25-year-olds, one in a million chance that they are going to die of COVID. They are more likely to be struck by lightning. They are more likely to die of the seasonal flu. Have any of you ever mandated masks for the seasonal flu? Well, shame on you, because every kid in Williamson County Schools has been under more danger from the seasonal flu every year than they are for COVID. I would tell every parent here, don't let your kids wear masks.
He turns the crowd, says, refuse to wear your masks. Refuse to wear the masks. You can hear the audience, and of course, they're angry, right, at the Williamson County Board of Education. Yeah, they're angry because how dare someone come in who can organize people? Right, the mask mandate recommended by the superintendent, Jason Golden, would require students and staff to use masks inside the elementary schools and on the buses. Quote, there is zero scientific basis for making children in our schools wear these masks. It doesn't make them safer at all, and we've never required masks, he said, for the seasonal flu. Now, the anti-mask at school revolution is underway in Tennessee, tweeted out this morning. There are people who couldn't get in the meeting last night. They've never seen a crowd so big before for a school board meeting. And he said, I kept talking after it was time up, and I'll keep talking tomorrow, referring to the Clay and Buck show. This is the power of the people. And the reason why I'm talking about what Clay has done is because it shows that this is a local issue. And if you organize as parents, we can all win on this issue. This is the facts, okay? This is the facts. We have to stand up and say no to this anarchy. They're all moving us towards it. They're all pushing us towards it. You heard Dr. Fauci. You know, you look at even what was said by Joe Biden. He's now saying, well, don't worry, we're checking to see if we've got powers to intervene in Texas and Florida where they've said no to mask mandates. Don't worry, we got you.
Potential powers to intervene in states like Texas and Florida where they are banning mask mandates?
I don't believe that I do thus far. We're checking that. But there are on federal workforce I can't. And I think that people should understand, seeing little kids, I mean, 4, 5, 6 years old in hospitals on ventilators, and some of them passing, not many, but some of them passing. It's almost, I mean, it's just, well, I should not characterize it beyond that.
So, yes, we're going to take away states' rights. We're going to pound them if we can, because why not? We can do whatever the hell we want to do, right? We're in charge. You're the minions, right? You are the minions. Look at Oregon, for example. The mayor of Sandy in Oregon, Stan Pullan, was actually on local news talking about what has happened there. Take a listen to what the governor, Kate Brown, is announcing. Two measures, they say, to address the state's spike in COVID-19 hospitalizations. This includes a requirement for state employees to get vaccinated and another statewide indoor mask mandate, regardless of vaccination status. Take a listen to how the local news in Oregon is talking about this insanity.
On your side.
Governor Kate Brown will announce two new measures to address the state's spike in COVID-19 hospitalizations tomorrow. That includes a requirement for state employees to get vaccinated and another statewide indoor mask mandate, regardless of vaccination status. Good evening, and thanks for joining us. I'm Deborah Knapp.
And I'm Steve Dunn. K2's Megan Allison joins us live now with the story. Megan, you spoke with local businesses and leaders. How are they responding to these changes?
Well, Steve, some business owners tell us their clients are used to wearing masks and they're hopeful people will adapt in the weeks ahead. But I also spoke with some local officials who say with vaccines readily available, this decision should fall to the counties.
We're frustrated, plain and simple.
At the bar method Lake Oswego, owner Beth Hutchison tells us it's hard to keep up with the constant changes.
Our clients look to us as leaders and authorities, but we're not public health experts. And so to constantly have the back and forth and the whiplash really puts a lot of pressure on us because our clients are looking to us thinking that we're making the calls when we're really just at the whim of the government officials.
Back in July, the governor's office said they were shifting decision-making back to the local level. The mayor of Sandy says he's frustrated to now see another statewide mandate.
How do you think things should be handled with rising cases right now?
Well, it needs to start in our local communities with our local leaders and a conversation amongst neighbors. But I'll tell you this, we've had a vaccine rollout.
You should be doing something, you should be doing something.
This business owner tells us she's worried about losing clients, but is hopeful customers will stick with it.
If this is the situation we're in, I would much rather be able to still work out at the capacities that we've been enjoying since reopening with a mask on, as opposed to being shut down completely or even forced to operate at a reduced level.
By the way, you notice how quickly this owner of this workout bar place, right, is willing to just say, please, just let me keep my business open. I'll wear the damn mask. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just don't shut me down again. And that is the leverage that the government now believes that they truly have over all of us. That is the leverage. They believe that this is going to be all they need. The threat. It's that simple. It is a threat that we will shut you down. So put a mask on and shut up. Same thing with these kids. You want your kids back in school? All right, I'll tell you, you're going to put a mask on them. Do you have parental rights? No. And the governor in Oregon is another great example of this. We're going to take away all local rights after we gave your rights back because we realize you're not doing what we told you to do or what we believe you should do. So therefore, you lose your rights again. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is insane. This is exactly what anarchy, tyranny, lack of freedom, communism, socialism looks like. Look at what they're doing in Italy right now. Italians are actually standing up. They're burning their vaccine passports. They've already got them there. Despite their government mandates, they're burning their vaccine passports. Australia is now mandating don't talk when you go outside. No, no, no. You can't talk when you go outside. You got to shut up. You got to be quiet. You're not allowed to have an opinion. You're not allowed to have a conversation. You're not allowed to have a discussion. You got to shut the hell up. Your kids, you want them in our schools? We'll hold you hostage until all you adults get vaccinated. And until you do, your kids are going to live in a masked world. Congratulations. That's on you. This is not freedom. This is happening in the United States of America and around the world. And everybody around the world is looking at one another going, we can do this, folks. We can tell you not to speak when you leave your home in Australia. We can give you passport, literally vaccine passports, papers in Italy. In America, we will force your kid into submission. We will hold your child's education hostage until you get the jab. None of this, by the way, is going to make people want to actually get the vaccine. We should all be able to agree on that. No one is going to want to get the vaccine after seeing this crap. No one is. That's thinking about not getting it. You think anybody's really going to want to get this after this? Come on. No one is going to want to get this thing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you think that Democrats are the only ones that are the problem with these mandates on masks and vaccine mandates and government overreach, you are wrong. Let me introduce you to Bill Cassidy, the number one useful idiot of the left, the same guy that decided it was a good idea to put you in debt and pass an infrastructure bill that had nothing to do with infrastructure, voting with the Democrats. He said, and this might be the most screwed up logic I have ever heard from a Republican on national TV. If you want to get to a point where you don't need a mask, then wear a mask now and get vaccinated. So if you want to get to a point where you don't need to get vaccinated, then get vaccinated. If you want to get to the point where you don't need a mask, wear a mask. That's what's supposed to convince you to just bow down to these leaders and do whatever the hell they tell you to do. And this is a Republican Senator Bill Cassidy actually saying this with a straight face on TV. Hey, if you just, you know, look, you won't get to a point where you don't need a mask, then you just need to wear a mask. Right? There's some logic for you. Yeah, just hey, if you want to get to the point where you don't need alcohol, then you need to drink alcohol. Just get hammered right now to the point where you won't need alcohol later. You know, if you're a sex addict, you need to have so much sex that at some point you stop having sex. That is how stupid and redneck and ignorant Bill Cassidy is.
I want to start by discussing the pandemic, which is really ravaging the country and especially your state of Louisiana. It's in dire crisis, a record number of hospitalizations.
Dire crisis, folks, record number. Hospitalizations, everybody mask up. Everybody stop talking to people when you're out in public. Everybody put a mask on your kid. We'll hold your kids hostage till you do it. Get the jab now. And again, this logic, I just have to go with it again. You know, if you will not wear a mask, then just wear a mask now. Then you won't have to wear a mask later.
ICUs are running out of beds. You are also a physician. So when you see this, what goes through your mind?
Well, we can stop it. We have it within our power to stop it. Each person that is vaccinated
now protects not only herself or himself, but those around him, because no longer is she as likely to pass the infection to others. If we don't want this, we have it within our control. All we need to do is to get vaccinated.
Your state's governor, Don Bell Edwards, issued a new mask mandate, put it into effect this week. Was that the right move?
Well, I'm now going to speak as a doctor. If you have a large percentage of your population which is not vaccinated and your infection rate is going up, you got one of two choices. If you're inside, either you're vaccinated or you have to wear a mask. Otherwise, you're at too great a risk to further spread infection, to further pack those emergency rooms, to further prevent people who have terrible accidents from getting cared for because the hospital is full of COVID. And there is a choice. On the other hand, if we don't want mask mandates, get vaccinated, the infection rate goes down and you don't have a mandate.
So it sounds like you're saying that's a yes, given where
as a doctor,
are.
I will tell you, you've got two choices to stop that infection.
Okay.
Either get vaccinated or wear a mask.
Some governors, like Ron DeSantis.
I love this, right? You just got to do it. That's all there is to it. Just get it done. Okay, you won't wear a mask and wear a mask now, and then you won't have to wear a mask later. Ted Cruz, by the way, he's had enough of this crap. He has announced he's introducing a bill to ban mask and vaccine mandates, both of them.
Well, I think with any serious disease, you have to take it seriously and you have to take reasonable precautions. But in a time of crisis, people's character is revealed. And the character of Democrats, whether it is Joe Biden, whether it is Andrew Cuomo, whether it is Bill de Blasio, whether it is Gavin Newsom, the character from their perspective, they do not respect your liberty. They do not respect your right to make your choices about your health care, about your children, about your lives. My view is very simple. There should be no mandates, zero concerning COVID. That means no mask mandates, regardless of your vaccination status. That means no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. And I've introduced legislation, a bill to ban vaccine passports. This week, I'm introducing a bill to ban vaccine mandates. And this week, I'm introducing a bill to end mask mandates. Now, that doesn't mean, as the media likes to characterize, that I'm opposed to vaccines. I actually think vaccines are terrific. I've taken the vaccine. My family's taken the vaccine.
His logic, by the way, he goes, I've taken the vaccine. My family's taken the vaccine, but I'm not going to take away people's rights. I'm not going to take away, you know, Governor Newsom. He's out there announcing new vaccine mandates for state employees and healthcare workers. Dr. Lena Nguyen, vaccine mandates are something that will have to come. It's just a foregone conclusion. Just get on board. This actually happened on CNN, where their medical expert, the same woman that ran Planned Parenthood killing babies, had this to say about it. It's just, look, it's just a fact now. We have no other choice. A vaccine mandate will come. It is going to come, and you better get on board.
Accidents. I mean, it's really important to use the interventions that we have, but also recognize that we may need other interventions if the situation gets worse.
I hear you, and the situation has changed. But let me ask you this, Dr. Nguyen, because I remember in May when the CDC made that decision, which many people felt, and we had no idea this was coming, right? And it came. And part of the incentive for it was to incentivize more people to get vaccinated. Like, here's the reward if you get vaccinated, you can lose the mask. With 50% of the country still not vaccinated, could a result in part of this be another disincentive for people to get vaccinated? Do they need to weigh those things?
I definitely think that the Biden administration should be thinking about these things, and this is the reason why it should not just be a decision of the CDC. Part of the problem, I think, is that the Biden administration has been equating following the science with listening to one scientific institution, when actually the implication is not just about the actual data and the physical science, it's also about social science and people's behaviors and what's likely to come as a result of them. The CDC, in the first place, made the right decision when it comes to the science, but they didn't take into account human behavior. And I think there's one thing the Biden administration can be doing right now that would change the equation when it comes to incentives, and that's to use proof of vaccination. If they could say, get the vaccine, you have a proof of vaccination, you can take off your mask.
There's your vaccine passport right there, right? Proof of incentive now. So it's an incentive to get it, because otherwise we're going to lock down every aspect of your life and you're not going to be able to function. Let's rewind Australia, where I played for you earlier. In Australia, we don't care if you see your neighbor, right? We don't care if we see your neighbor out there. You can't talk to them. Do not talk to your neighbor.
That would be really key. And I also think that vaccine mandates are something that will have to come.
Vaccine mandates, they'll have to come. It's just a fact. I'm a doctor. I'm the same doctor that ran Planned Parenthood. I'm the doctor, folks. Okay, I'm the one that kills babies. And now I'm telling you, these vaccine passports will have to come. These vaccine mandates will have to come. These mask mandates will have to come. Even NBC News getting in on this theater. Chuck Todd, to a reporter in an isolated area, recently burned down as part of the California wildfires, tells him to get his mask back on, even though there's no one around him that he could infect. He's in the middle of an area, an evacuation zone, where people are not around except for reporters, firemen, police, EMTs.
Destruction here. This is Greenville, California. This is a small mountain town that was in the path of this fire. And as we showed you yesterday on this show, the fire ripped through everything, reducing parts of the town to debris. Now, the good news is people did evacuate. But Guad Venegas is on the ground. He's been reporting on the devastation there in Greenville. And Guad, the first answer is this over for Greenville? What did the residents do? I mean, they've obviously evacuated, but what now?
Chuck, the residents were evacuated and they haven't returned. Let me start by saying that this entire town is still under a cloud of ash. This is why we've been wearing a mask most of the day. I'm going to lower my mask so you can hear me better here.
It's a cloud of ash over this guy. He can't breathe. He's in an area where no one else is, and everyone's been evacuated. There's no one within 60 feet of him. Eight, maybe even a mile, 2 miles. Not exaggerating, right? He's in the middle of a war zone, basically. So he lowers his mask to do this report in Greenville, California, where everyone's evacuated. Oh, no. We can't have that on national TV.
So there is ash everywhere. Just so you get an idea, you can see it on my finger. That's the ash that is falling, continues to fall in the town. Here's one of the few remaining walls. This used to be the post office, Greenville, California. You take a few steps in this direction, complete devastation. The entire post office burned. Further down, you have a neighborhood. You have vehicles, everything that people left behind. The only thing that stands in some of these homes are the chimneys. But this devastation continues all throughout the main street. There's very few buildings on the outside of town or closer to the outside that did survive this fire. Now, you mentioned it is the third largest recorded in California history.
Now, you would imagine that seeing this video, right, is Chuck Todd seeing it on NBC News, would shock him. Everything's burned down, ash falling from the sky, no one around, everyone's been evacuated. A reporter that keeps his eyes are watering from the ash and this fog in the air that's burning his eyes. So what does he say?
So that's how bad the Dixie Fire is. And let's remember that all of the West right now is experiencing a drought. 85% of California under extreme drought conditions. This, of course, has made the firefighters' job much more difficult. And just moments ago, we got another notification for more evacuations. The last number we received from authorities here said that 1,400 structures remain threatened by this fire.
God, nobody's going to be upset. Nobody's going to be upset if you put your mask on. I don't think anybody has any issues there, and I would understand it. But let me ask you this question, and please put your mask back on. And that is,
I love this. Please put your mask back on. You're in the middle of nowhere. There's forest fire around you. There's ash falling. You can't breathe. Your eyes are watering. But no. For the cameras, there's no one to infect. It may be within miles of you. There are people. No, please put your mask back on. I'm assuming this guy's vaccinated on top of that, right? But no, we have political theater here. We are NBC News. We must make you put that mask back on. We don't care if you can't breathe. We don't care if the ash is too bad. Please put that mask back on because it is a must on national TV. This is what brainwashing looks like. This is the exact opposite of what you should be doing if you want people to get the vaccine. Period. I hope each and every one of you listening to this right now will please share this. All right. Tell your family and your friends about this podcast. share it on social media so they can hear all of this crap. Hit the share button. Subscribe to our podcast you get every day. It's free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.